Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
How's your week been? Mine's been pretty good. Mine's been pretty full, actually. It's been very, very enjoyable, and I'm very, very excited to be speaking to this girl again, because her week is always full, and her week is always enjoyable. Her name is Helen Shield. Hi, Helen.
Thanks. I feel like you're talking me up like I've got some really exciting social life going on.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No. But I liked it.
Excellent. Yes. Well, look, I'm excited as to where we're going with this little segment, because mm-hmm. we've been wanting to do with this Home Truths segment, basically getting the views and experiences of people from a variety of different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Soon we're going to be heading to the streets for the very folks that Leighton's been talking about.
Yep.
Those people who are living on the streets and experiencing life, trying to find a place for themselves to live on a Friday night, or trying mm-hmm. to get some food or whatever it might be. But leading up to that, we've been talking to the street workers, and I've just been really enjoying some of the stories that we've been actually having out of that. Here's the next set of questions you asked them.
Since I've been working, we've had 3 deaths. And you just look at those deaths and say, well, they're totally unnecessary. 2 of those were from violent incidents. And you just go, that's just so sad. And the fact that out of those 3 deaths, we don't have any contact with family. And, yeah, it just makes you wonder what they're doing.
And what's been a favourite memory from your time in this work?
I started out doing youth work, and so when I was in youth work, I just remember one day a young 15, 16-year-old girl coming in and just saying she needed help going to the bank to make a withdrawal or a transaction, and it was just a tiny little thing I could do for her where she didn't have her parents around at that time in her life to actually just show her how to use a simple thing of going to the bank for the day. And I just thought, how amazing is it that I'm free to just walk her to the bank and go, this is how you send a check to someone, or this is how you do a simple transaction. And I go, wow, that I can just be available for, to be that influence on someone or that mentor for someone, is a great thing.
I've seen fellas sitting alone in the park, and I go over and say to them, go, mate, how are you going, that sort of stuff, and they talk to me, and I might say, yeah, tell me a bit about your life, you know, and they might say, oh, I had a wife and children, but I drank my way out of that, or gambled my way out of it, or drugged my way out of it, something like whatever they say. And I might say, you know where the children are now, and sometimes they say, no, I don't know. And you might say, do you miss them? Oh, I miss them terribly. They'll say, you know. So I don't push the spiritual side onto people, to force them. Like I just said, mate, you don't know where your children are, but God, who's everywhere and all-seeing, he knows where your children are. Would you like me to pray with you and pray for them? I'd love that, he says. And so I just took his hand in the handshake hold and put my other hand on his shoulder, and we prayed for him. We prayed for his children, and then you just move on to the next person, you know.
When I was 18, I started in King's Cross as a youth outreach worker, and I found myself, you know, going from hanging around other 17, 18-year-olds in high school, you know, with quite shallow issues and, you know, popularity and doing well in your HSC, and then started hanging around with people who were much older than me on average, people who were struggling with issues like sex work and addiction to various substances, you know, a lot of Indigenous people, a lot of people who just had quite amazing life stories, and so I was walking the streets and working with these people, and just found like amazing richness in the people, amazing stories, amazing kind of encouragement from them. And so that really began to change my worldview. It changed my perception of some of these issues, you know, the things which I kind of had thought I had a view on when it was quite polarized, and actually my whole worldview started to shift and to change.
So it's not just simply about being there and being present with people. The fact is that anybody who does work on the streets actually has their own life change as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. And I'm so inspired. One thing in particular that I'll take out of this last few weeks we've done is people who aren't just doing it for the change and for the impact they see. They're just doing it solely to love people and to be there for them and to be there in ways that, you know, maybe other people haven't been for them, maybe their family hasn't been for them or whatever. Mm. And it's not just results-based. It's not what can I get out of this? If I see this gratification and these results, I'll keep going. But it's people who are just keeping going for the sake of being there, yeah, and loving people, regardless of what sort of outcomes they get out of it. That's
That's so key. Actually, next week we're going to be speaking to Bart Campolo, who's the son of Tony Campolo, who a lot of people will actually know. And it's one thing that he talks about. He's working in a very, very difficult, crime-riddled slum area of Cincinnati in the United States. And he will say, look, if I'm in this to get propped up and pepped up every time something great happens, I'd be out of here a long time ago. Yeah. Because, you know, you do work hard and sometimes you don't see a lot of great things happen. Sometimes you do, and that's very exciting and encouraging, etc. But not enough to keep you going if that's what you're going to be driven on.
Yeah.
It's got to be, for him, it's the call of God to actually love people every day, day in,
day out. It's a different mindset, isn't it? It's a very patient mindset. It's not just about that instant gratification that we're so sort of wired to, but it's really long term.
It's almost kind of not quite fully love then, isn't it? If we're actually loving people so that we can feel good in return.
Yep. Oh, sorry, you haven't paid off yet. I've invested into you and you haven't had the reaction and the change that I would have liked to have seen, so I'm just going to move on, mate.
So there's some of the life lessons, I guess, what we can take for those of us who actually aren't full-time working on the streets or even part-time working on the streets.
Yep.
It's the very nature of love. You know, if you're going to be there for people, do it thick and thin.
Yeah, love always endures.
Nice.
Yeah, a little 1 Corinthians 13 moment.
Bible, that's very nice.
That one out.
So from here on,
yep.
We're now going to have a journey into talking to folks who are actually living on the streets, who have actually had some lifestyle crises in the past.
Yep. Yeah, and look at all the different ways that people end up. You know, I feel like we're breaking down the them and us thing. Hmm. It's not them, those weird people, those other sort of people. We're all people in the same boat, all doing life as best we can. And just finding out the stories. Everybody's got a story. We're going to find out the stories behind some people who've ended up at a real point of crisis in their life and ended up the people that we define as homeless or marginalised or troubled or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Just like us. Helen, always a joy to see you.
Love it. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.